This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome in studio tonight. It's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And let's go back to Skype where we've got Ricky calling in. Still not entirely positive what the thing you were talking about prior to that top of the hour news, to where you mentioned some Pennsylvania House bill, and then you mentioned sold off something, and continue with your thought.
Well, I don't have an itchy trigger finger, Daryl, so please, I hope you don't tonight, because it's important. I'm going to give a summary real quick, but I will say to you there, Chris, for next week, check into Title 18, Section 505 through 507 of the PA Code. That's the state code. Pay special attention to 507. And to you, Miss Heather, I will fulfill your request of something pretty important and big next week. Now, on to this summary.
So can you give me that number again? Pennsylvania, Title 18.
Title 18, Section 505 through 507 of the PA State Code.
Thank you.
And my request, what request are you referring to, just for the record?
I'm going to fulfill your request and talk a little bit about what you were talking about before I hushed you up, sweetheart.
Next about the deputization. No, about his lady friend that was under his control.
Not quite, okay? It ain't like that quite. Now, back
Well, that's why I just wanted clarification of what it was like. Like, I mean, what kind of a relationship was this that you two had?
Daryl's going to dump me soon. And
he's not going to dump you. Daryl's not going to hit the button.
As long as Heather's talking.
He held you over per my request. So.
Only because after I've told you numerous times, don't ask on the air for me to call hold over boring callers.
Okay, well, I want to know more from Ricky about this situation, okay, that he had expressed on the air before and who this lady is. And where is she now, Ricky?
I don't want to answer that. That's not a good idea.
Do you know where she is?
Yeah, I kind of do.
You kind of do?
Is she currently incarcerated, or is she in a completely different jurisdiction?
Or upstairs.
Is she in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
Yes.
She is. Is she?
Hold on. You just got asked like four different questions, and you answered yes.
Yes.
Good yes
one.
To which one?
Can I please move on, please?
Yeah, go. One more question. Is she incarcerated?
No.
All right. Continue with your thoughts.
Is she safe?
Is she bigger than a bread box?
She's not like a prisoner of any sort, right? She's not being a...
Jesus Christ, sweetheart, I love you. I don't understand.
I don't understand. That's why I'm asking questions, Ricky.
I still love Chris's question. Is she bigger than a bread box?
All right, go on with your thoughts.
You guys are nuts. You're not a little bit curious?
No. Can I just... Hold on, Ricky. We're going to let you keep talking, but... I like to savor a Ricky call. I don't want all of it all at once. I want a few nuggets. I like this to continue the conversation. So, Ricky, what'd you call about?
Okay, and please explain it to her later, okay, Chris?
I'll do my best.
I would love for you to explain it to me, Chris, like where this poor woman is.
Let the man talk. I don't think I'd ever say that before about a Ricky call, but let the man talk.
Please, go ahead.
Oh, God. Thank you, Daryl. I love you. Now, see, here's the problem with this bill. Here's a summary. Now, our laws here have been the same way for a long time now. It would be Representative Jamie Santora of District 163. That's Delaware County. Now, here's how it is. And he's a sponsor of this. He's a Republican. Now, here's how this bill go. And here are my issues. I think they're going to be pretty apparent now. First of all, universal background check. But it's much worse than that. It's much worse than that because then on top of that...
What's worse than universal?
Oh, I'm getting there, brother.
Intergalactic?
No, what I think he's saying is there's more to the bill than just saying it's about background checks. Is that accurate, Ricky?
Right. It's more than a universal background check. That's number one. Also, this is going to include, barring this include my sawed-off. Now, not that I got to worry about it, but my fellow Pennsylvanians do. Barrels longer than 15 inches is going to include those. In fact, it's going to include every form of firearm. Now, this is worse than that because what's going to happen is, except in the case of family members, okay, the family because they're worried about the wills,
right.
Okay, but private sales are also out. Okay, then on top of this, even more so, oh, they are giving a gift, the sponsor giving a gift. For gun shows, we'll give you a 72, a background check to go for 72 hours. Isn't that nice of him? Even worse than that, now, every single transaction of every single firearm, and it gets even worse than what I'm about to say, needs to be done by a federally licensed holder. Firearms holders.
So, hold on. Let me see if I'm understanding this right. This sounds very similar to something that they tried in Washington that I think wound up failing, to where it was written so broadly to where if, let's say, Ricky, you and I go to the gun range and I say, hey, can I fire a couple rounds off of that gun that you have? That's technically a transfer of a firearm, and we would have to go to an FFL for me to borrow your gun to shoot off like three rounds.
That could be a problem, too. And it's even worse than that because, see, here's the thing. Now, Jamie Santora is a pimple on the ass of the world, number one. He's not a main player much of anything, you know. Now, that being said. And he's a Republican. Now, he starts off when he go to the press. He says, we're not trying to take your Second Amendment rights away.
Right.
But you know what? No. You heard about me talk about the Second Amendment. No, he's trying to blow Section 21 all to hell.
Right.
I was down to State House today, in fact, on this.
Well, good for you. Yeah, I'd say that Pennsylvania's got a pretty decent group of folks who will fight this type of legislation. And it sounds horrendous.
Yeah, FOAC is really good. That's the Firearm Owners Against Crime. Really good organization for supporting gun rights in Pennsylvania.
And I tell you, one of the greatest guys in Ricky, you probably know of him, is Joshua Prince, Prince Law Firm down there in PA.
Yeah.
But a really good attorney who, you know, if he smells a lawsuit against, you know, if anything like this happens to pass, he'll be the first to be filing lawsuits. So, good. I appreciate you keeping up the fight down there. I mean, it's a state-by-state battle. People have the right to defend themselves.
And now, I'm seeing here, Ricky, that this thing was referred to a committee back in May. Has there been any kind of action on it since then?
I was just down today. It's still up for the vote. It hadn't come up yet. See, here's another problem. I got another problem. Senator Pat Toomey, he's a real piece of garbage. He snuck in over McGinty, just squeaked in. You got 5 years of this piece of crap.
Agreed.
He sponsored the first bill that got shot down in the Senate back in, what was it? I think it was like 13. See, the Republicans are trying to take our guns away. Big surprise. Big surprise. I'm not surprised. I'm a Democratic Republican. You know, I'm not surprised one damn bit. Look at what's sitting in the White House, a jackass. Oh, by the way, he just said something today that's quite fascinating, in fact.
Hey, you know? Ricky, I've got a question for you real quick. Will you take a call from a caller? Will you take a question from a caller?
Certainly.
All right, so we've got someone calling in anonymously from Virginia. Hey. Anonymous, go ahead with your question for Ricky.
Yeah, this is Jim. Hey, Ricky, we've been listening to you. You really got the right idea. We were looking up to you. We were hoping to meet up with you to get some ideas of how we might be getting some more freedom. We're actually in Maryland. Is it possible that we could hook up with you? Are you near the Maryland line?
No. I'm actually northeastern Pennsylvania there, brother. But you know what? If you want to hook up
what county are you in, sir?
I can give. I can give permission to Daryl.
I'm not relaying contact info between callers. Ricky, Jim, thank you both for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up. Make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash, It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It is easy. It can be private. The fees are low and transactions are fast, or in some cases can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. Coming up, Chris, you've got a story about the Equifax CEO that, you may recall that Equifax was in the news recently because of some big giant hack, and then they wound up getting a no-bid IRS contract that was quickly rescinded because the IRS had some bad publicity from that. So there's an update from Equifax. The CEO has said something somewhat outrageous. But first, let's go to the phones. We've got Shane calling in from Colorado. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live. Turn down the radio. Turn down the radio. Listen to us through the phone. Otherwise, you're going to be about 10 seconds behind us.
Is that better?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was just wondering about the volunteers' view, or specifically you guys' volunteers' view, on net neutrality and how everyone thinks that the solution is to call in to your congressman or beg the government or some part of it, whether it's the FCC or Congress, to keep a what I believe was a for telephone companies to provide equal access to everyone on their network, which is now expanding to the Internet, and the companies want the government to relax those regulations so that they can censor what they don't like and charge companies making a lot of money more money. So what do you guys think is the solution to that? Is there going to be Internet providers that pop up that promise to maintain privacy and equality? Or
so real quick, think? Chris, I think you're probably the most knowledgeable about net neutrality here. And Shane, I'm going to have to turn you down here because we're getting feedback. Turn that radio completely off until we hang up with you. Now, the problem here is that, you know, there's government regulation, and the two solutions are, do we pass this regulation or do we pass this other regulation?
Right.
That freedom is not an option.
Right.
In this whole net neutrality debate.
Right. So let's go from the carrier's point of view, the phone company or the cable company or whatever. Let's say I operate a cable company and I've got a whole bunch of subscribers.
Yep.
And they all pay me the same amount because I advertise my rates and that's what it is.
Yep.
But some of them, a certain percentage of them, do nothing but just sit and watch YouTube videos. And they stream video. And they use like 100 times more data, 1,000 times more data than these other folks that don't use much at all. So should I can do things a couple different ways. I could actually try to charge those companies that are producing the high bandwidth content a little bit of money so that they come into all my subscribers the same. Or I could try to do like low level layer tiers, you know, a little bit of data. But everybody pretty much wants unlimited, right? They don't want to be throttled in any way. So,
and it's right now, it seems the way that, you know, some of the companies are, they're not necessarily, you know, throttling, but they offer, do you want 10 megabyte down? Do you want 100 megabyte down?
Right, or the total amount in a month. Some can do that too. So sometimes when you talk about net neutrality, it's taking away the businesses' ability to come up with innovative plans and to maybe make more money in innovative ways. I'm not saying I endorse that. I'm just describing that from big business's point of view and small cable business, because there's a lot of small, really small internet providers still in the country.
Right.
You're kind of not making it competitive. You have to play by the government's rules. And in business, we shouldn't have to play by the government's rules. We should be able to play by the market's
rules.
Right,
and in a lot of parts of the country, you have one cable provider.
Right.
You might have, if you're lucky, you have a couple of ISPs that you can choose from.
Right.
If you're lucky.
But those monopolies are put in place by government. I'm sorry.
Right.
My question's a little off topic, so I'll let you guys
continue
this and wait until the call.
So that's the first thing. You know, government dictates how many people can compete in the market, and through net neutrality, from one way of looking at it, it limits the ways that those companies can even sell their services. So right. From the other side of it, you have the consumer's point of view that says, no, all people are entitled to unlimited internet, access to anything they want, and it should be illegal for cable companies to charge some companies more and some companies less to provide access to their web services.
Now, do you think,
or their internet services. Go ahead.
Do you think government regulations on stuff like this actually fosters more innovation because it leads people to think of alternatives?
No.
If you think about a government's regulation on currency, right? Isn't that kind of what made people think outside the box in terms of developing cryptocurrency? And so would regulation not be almost like a prerequisite to innovation?
No, government is a boot on the neck of the life of business.
But it's more like an obstacle, right? So like,
why do you need an obstacle to innovate?
I'm saying obstacles are always there, right? Even in football, right? There's rules to the game, right? But because there's rules, you can still win if you think your way around them. So obstacles are like regulations.
So let me be clear on this. I in no way see a benefit of business. Businesses, let me rephrase that. A free market never benefits from government involvement.
But free market winners don't lose with obstacles, right? They just see them as challenges.
That's a free market. When we talk about the marketplace actually have, there are a lot of businesses that benefit tremendously.
And Heather, since you made a sports analogy, I'll throw another sports analogy at you. Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world, is fast running in a straight line. He's not fast running and jumping over hurdles. So to claim that somehow, you know, throwing obstacles in front of people causes them to do better and innovate faster is just completely absurd.
I mean, not everybody can handle a curveball.
Right. Well, and Usain Bolt has never raced me. I want to be clear on that.
But maybe he would also realize that he's the fastest hurdler. Okay?
How do we know, though, if you don't try? Because he doesn't run the hurdles, because that's not his specialty.
But maybe he could do it, and maybe he'd love it.
Heather, are you advocating for more government involvement in the thought that it will make?
No, I watched a video, Jason Silva, he actually has a Netflix documentary, Brain Games, right? And one of his posts recently was the idea that regulations and rules create innovation.
Shane, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think? Do obstacles cause people to run faster and jump higher?
That's not what I said.
This is Free Talk Live. It's exactly what you said.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you like the show and you want to help get the show on more radio stations, then join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And there are perks, so it's not just you throwing $5 at us every month. There are perks, like the AMP-only podcast that has no commercials in it. There's the AMP member Facebook group. There's an AMP section to the Shire forums. And I'm sure I'm forgetting some of the other things, but you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And then that $5 per month minimum gets reinvested, helping us advertise, market, and promote the show to program directors of radio stations across the country, and even some in Canada that we've been calling and advertising with, trying to get the show on more stations. We're on about 170 right now. We could be on 300. But, again, we need your help. amp.freetalklive.com. And we will get to this Equifax story, but I feel that, you know, there's more to dig into with this whole net neutrality thing. And I'm reminded of what's referred to as OneDrive Gate. And now I'm going to go with the caveat of I absolutely hate when people just throw the word gate onto any kind of scandal. And then, oh, it's this gate, that gate, OneDrive Gate, driveway gate.
They're going to call this show Daryl Gate.
No.
Daryl Gates.
No, that's somebody totally different. That's like Bill Gates' third cousin, I think. But OneDrive was a product from Microsoft.
It is a product.
Okay, I didn't realize it was still a thing.
Yep.
But they rolled this thing out, and a while back they said, we're going to give people unlimited storage on Microsoft OneDrive.
Sign me up.
And then people wound up... Some people would only post a couple of files on there. Oh, yeah, I'll just put a couple of files on my OneDrive, and then other people were using terabytes of storage. And then Microsoft said, yeah, when we said unlimited, we didn't actually mean unlimited, so we're setting a cap now. And anything over, you've got a certain number of days that you can download your stuff. And anything over the, I think it was 1 terabyte, anything over that, we're just going to randomly delete stuff until you get below this threshold that we set, even though we told you unlimited. And that's kind of what this whole net neutrality thing is, to where, and again, the people that are in favor of net neutrality say that passing it is going to be the greatest thing ever, and the people opposed to net neutrality say that, keeping it from passing will be the greatest thing ever.
Well, to be clear, what most people who support, I'm going to paint with a broad brush here. Most people that favor, quote, net neutrality believe that how it will work is that no one will have the ability to limit your access to anything on the internet, that any website should be accessible from anyone, anywhere, and that level of freedom is something that must be protected. And if you were to say it that way, I kind of agree with that. But when it also says every business involved in the internet can never make a business call regarding the consumption of X amount of megabytes, gigabytes, terabytes of data from a particular website, can never try
or
to...
particular type of data.
Right. Video versus, text and things
Isn't
like that.
Is net neutrality kind of like... Well, so I don't know. I imagine that would be like the Bernie Sanders of the internet. It would be like everyone can have it.
Yeah, in a sense, it is sort of a socialist idea.
All content is created equal sort of thing.
Yeah. But again, every time, I don't want to say every time. Yeah, I'm going to go with every time. Every time the government gets involved to try to fix a problem, generally for all the right reasons, it tends to make it worse. And I just think that regulation in any form in young industries is not a good thing. And the internet, a lot of people here grew up with it. They've had it since they were born. I'm a little bit older, and this to me it's still relatively young.
Right, and I'm part of that generation to where I grew up a good bit of my life without the internet.
Right.
And then the last 20 years, I've had. I still remember when I was in high school, and they connected the computers to what the librarian referred to as, quote-unquote, this thing called the internet.
Right. Now I know why I feel like I'm talking to two dinosaurs over here.
Jeez, yeah, I know.
And I remember trying to figure it out to do some research. Screw this. I know how the card catalog works.
Right. But then again, I also had an email address in 1982. So, it's sort of a give and take. But again, we're not talking about something that's been around for hundreds of years or 50 years. We're talking about something that is still changing and evolving, and we don't know what is going to come down the pike yet. And I just, if I have to err on the side of anything, I'm going to err on the side of free market. I'm not going to err on the side of government trying to get it exactly right, which is going to help everything.
Right.
Because that usually never works.
To some extent, the way I think some of the pro-net neutrality people have tried to paint the anti-net neutrality of, well, if we don't pass this, then you'll have to pay an extra $5 to visit YouTube or this or that or some other weird sort of thing. Let's look at cable subscriptions.
Now, let me ask
for a minute. To where I remember being told at one point that cable companies cannot, if you say, I only want these two sports channels from your sports package of 20 channels,
right,
they can't sell you just those two.
Because that's not allowed under FCC laws. That would tilt things. Now, me, I think, like what I've always wanted with cable or satellite TV has been, just show me all your channels. I'll take a pencil and put a check mark beside all the ones I actually watch,
mm-hmm.
and then just charge me like a buck a channel.
But
so my bill needs to be
so
$22.
You don't want like the freedom to have all of those channels? Because that's what you're getting.
No, you can certainly do that too. But again, when the government comes up with a law that says, no, you cannot offer these sorts of a la carte choices, you have to provide a basic package that includes crap that you don't want.
That's freedom, though. You're free to watch any of that crap.
No. That's government involvement, and that's the antithesis of freedom.
If I only want to get the USA Network, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, and CBS, I'm not allowed to buy those five channels.
Right.
As a cable subscription, I'm not allowed to do that because government regulation.
But hold on, Daryl. I think the silver package would work best for you. It has all those except for one. But if you want all of them, then you could go to the gold package. You end up paying $20 more a month.
Yeah, I want five channels so that I can watch pro wrestling and football.
The point being is these are decisions made by bureaucrats in the Federal Communications Commission who are lobbied nonstop, unelected bureaucrats that are lobbied nonstop by the cable industry. But Daryl can't just pick the channels he wants to watch. He has to buy a package. How is that freedom?
He can buy individual shows. Episodes?
No. Netflix?
No.
He's forbidden by law from doing that.
Yeah, I could.
Yes, he can spend more money.
I could get Netflix, but Netflix doesn't allow me to watch the SEC Game of the Week.
Right. And Netflix doesn't have Fox News, which I know Daryl watches every day.
It doesn't have the USA Network, and no, I don't watch Fox News.
You could lobby.
The channels that I want, USA, CBS, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3. That's five channels. I want those five channels for pro wrestling and football. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown. But these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own website or blog, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck, because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24 hours, 7 days per week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. Chris, Heather, have we beaten the net neutrality horse to death?
Well, I just have one final thought, and during the break we brought up a book that I brought up numerous times. The book is The Master Switch, The Rise and Fall of Information Empires by Tim Wu. And this thing's getting a little bit dated. This came out in 2011, I believe. But still a great book and a great read. And basically the tendency goes like this. Innovation, some new product is created, and let's just use the example of the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And the initial people to get involved in it are individuals. They are people that are intrigued by this brand new technology, mm-hmm. and they start to do all sorts of wild and crazy things. And we talk about cryptocurrency a lot on this show. It's sort of that. It's these guys working in their basements, coming up with new and better solutions to all these problems. And then what happens is there's this consolidation that starts to happen. Companies see all the money that's being made, and they're like, ooh, we got to get a piece of that, so let's get us involved in that. And when they get involved, their first tendency is to run to the government. And what the government does is comes out and says, you're right, this thing's growing, it's booming, it's exploding out of control, like they're saying today about cryptocurrencies, and like they said 10 years ago about the internet, or 15 years ago about the internet. We've got to get our arms around this before it gets any bigger. So government steps in, and government starts making rules and regulations, which leads to what? Monopolization. It reduces, it unevens the playing field from this point early on when everybody could be involved in the technology to only the wealthiest people. And the biggest, most powerful companies could be involved.
But even the biggest, most powerful companies are still going to want the... Like, you can be wealthy, but be dumb as a doorknob, you know? Like, if you're rich and your kids inherit your money, it doesn't mean they're going to be smart, right? So you're still going to have the smartest people of every... what do you call it?
Not
every field coming... It doesn't matter. Companies, they're going to want to.
A lot of them will.
If companies are smart, they're going to filter out the cream of the crop, even in poor communities.
Right. So you tell me exactly how somebody could have in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or 1970s come up with a cordless phone or an answering machine.
What do you mean? When was it invented? I don't know how that stuff works.
Well, you couldn't. You were forbidden by law from coming up with things that connected to the AT&T monopolized network.
Like, they don't keep drugs off the streets, so they can't keep people from innovating.
You're the one arguing on the side of a monopoly, big government, and a lack of innovation.
Laws don't work to keep drugs off the streets, so why would laws work at keeping innovation from happening?
Because it's illegal. The people were not allowed to manufacture and sell.
You can't
answer. You could just say, Heather, you have a point.
Yeah, if you did, I would.
But you don't. It's the same concept. You argued to me the other day
that
laws, like against cheating or whatever, like, oh, well, laws against drugs don't keep them off the streets. So
correct.
When laws,
right, but they keep them out of the corner news store.
Laws against innovation.
Keep them out of the marketplace.
They don't work, though. Laws don't work, remember?
No, and even then, you had people that would do it, but then you also had technology. See, there was no other phone system to hook up to.
Either laws work or they don't.
Okay. That's a nonsensical question.
No, it's not, because you argued against me the other day that laws don't work. So if that's
I asked you.
He said laws that regulate morality don't work. That's different than laws that... Yes, it is.
Well, he said laws don't keep drugs off the streets, right? I'll agree
correct.
With that. And therefore, laws also don't keep people that are innovators and leading...
I will agree. The words written down on paper do not prevent someone from doing something.
Correct.
But the police officers, the various bureaucrats,
the threats,
the regulators,
the regulation.
That would go, and if Radio Shack existed in 1930, I don't know if they did. Maybe mm-hmm. they did.
Probably did.
But if they had an answering machine or one of these other devices that was prohibited from being connected to the AT&T network,
right.
can guarantee you that the regulators would go in and say, well, the only way anybody can use this is to connect it to the AT&T network, so therefore it's illegal for you to sell.
Right.
These are all ours now.
Can you, like, break this down in a way I'm going to understand it? Like, you're talking so fast. I can't even process what you're saying, Daryl. It's just like...
The bottom line is that government regulations, when that comes apart in this flow of innovation...
So regulations work to stifle things.
Stifles innovation. Regulation stifles innovation.
Yep.
That's a fact. And then it also stifles competition in favor of the biggest players in the marketplace.
But the war on drugs begs to differ, though, right? Because it doesn't really stifle competition, right? The regulation on drugs actually drives people to buy off the black market. So it would actually drive up competition in a weird way, wouldn't it?
So I can go to any corner store and buy marijuana?
Nope.
Not yet. No,
it's extremely limited in the marketplace. As a matter of fact, it's so limited
it
I have to go down dark alleys.
It just changes the marketplace. It doesn't necessarily make it non-existent. It just changes it from one marketplace to another.
So it's the role of government to change marketplaces in the ways
that...
So
that's just a consequence of the regulation.
Exactly. And I don't like that consequence. I think people should be free to buy and sell what they wish. And if there's a market for that, more power to them.
Right. And if CBS... which is a very big, and has been for a long time, very big player in the broadcasting game. If they know, oh, we're prohibited from selling this device that allows people to wind up listening to all of our radio stations or
right.
something, they're not going to manufacture that device. If Texas Instrument knows we are not going to be allowed to sell an answering machine that connects to the AT&T network, and all of the phones connect to the AT&T network, they're not going to manufacture that device.
Right.
Now, Chris, in his basement, might wind up manufacturing a device that he uses for his own personal use, but he's not going to be allowed to sell that openly.
Yeah,
because there was a regulation against it for a long time.
So we talked about the silly example of hooking up an answering machine to the AT&T network, which was illegal. Couldn't do that. Yet the technology of the answering machine existed in the 1910s, 1920s. You had Dictaphone, who was a big company in dictation, in recording. They had that capability. And you had the telephone system. And guys back then were putting together the basic idea of an answering machine. And there were some prototypes built,
but
AT&T never saw that it would be a big seller, so they never introduced it to the market.
So, and then they asked for regulations to prohibit it because they couldn't make money.
At that point, they were making the decisions.
These people that invent these things, that these life-changing things, run to government, then...
No, they don't.
That's what you said earlier. You said something like, oh, the people that come up with this stuff, the first thing they do is they go to the government, and then...
The people that invent it traditionally don't. So take a Tim Berners-Lee, who's... pretty recognized as being one of the founders of the World Wide Web, one of the creators of the World Wide Web. His immediate tendency wasn't to run to government and ask for regulation. His tendency was to say, okay, let's get some working groups of people who are interested in this together so we can start to lay out some frameworks and do that. And let's try to keep this as open and free as possible. That's the message of Tim Wu's The Master Switch. They try to do that, but once the big corporations and big companies and big monies get involved, that's when innovation gets seriously squashed.
Why?
Monopolies
How would it
or
get
duopolies
squashed?
Because the big companies can afford to price out their competition.
Person who invented it gets to choose, right? He's the brains behind it, though.
That has not been it through history. They usually end up getting bought out, sued out, or have their ideas flat out stolen. Read the book. You'll like it.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 on the way. What are your thoughts on government regulation?
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.